Vancouver Island is among the most insulated regions in BC, and in Canada, when it comes to the effects of the tariff war recently launched by the United States. Every island census area is ranked well among the safest half of regions in the country when it comes to exposure to U.S. trade, according to a report by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The island's most vulnerable regions, Mount Waddington and Alberni-Clayoquot, rank 192 and 223 of Canada's 293 census areas, in terms of risk. The least vulnerable regions, Comox Valley and Capital, came in at 265 and 275, respectively. The Institute initially set up its methodology to show how likely a local workforce is to be affected by the global energy transition. However, they adapted their work in light of the trade dispute with the United States. With the emergence of an escalating trade battle with our largest trading partner, we adapted our methodology to look at community susceptibility to workforce disruption from tariffs. U.S. tariffs could have significant impacts on workers in communities with high proportions of employment in sectors dependent on exports to the U.S., the report says. While uncertainty looms over tariff levels and the goods to which they could apply, our dashboards allow users to identify communities with concentrations of employment in the targeted sectors. Governments can use this information to inform programs that soften the blow of tariffs and to help communities diversify their economies and reduce their exposure. The report comes with two interactive dashboards, one showing a map of all census areas in Canada with color-coded exposure ratings, and one searchable by community. The Comox Valley, for example, has a workforce exposure of 1.9%, with 3,570 people working in goods exporting industries, of a total 31,405 workers, 11.4%. Factoring in the average industry exposure of 17%, that puts the workforce exposure at 1.9%. Breaking the workforce down into the top exporting industries shows that most workers who will be potentially affected by tariffs work in farms, 1,000, or 3.2%. Next is wholesale trade, which has 535 workers, 1.7%, followed by oil and gas extraction, 150, or 0.5%, and finally miscellaneous manufacturing, 90 workers, or 0.3%. The Strathcona Regional District has slightly higher exposure to U.S. tariffs, with 2.6% workforce exposure. This is due to a larger proportion of the workforce being employed in seafood production and wood product manufacturing. The Strathcona Census Division is ranked 246 out of 293. The Mount Waddington Census Division is higher still, with 3.7% workforce exposure. This is also due to higher seafood and wood product manufacturing, but also more fishing and hunting, as well as the mineral extraction industry. Exposure risk in the capital area is at 1.5%, compared to 3.1% in Alberni-Clayoquot. Other rankings include Cowichan Valley, 231 overall, 2.9%, and Nanaimo, 261, 2%. The most exposed census division in the country is Wood Buffalo in Alberta, due to a large proportion of workers in the oil and gas extraction industry. The least exposed is the Northwest Territory Census Division, due to both a small population and few workers in exposed industries. The IRPP acknowledges that its methodology, like all similar research, has limitations. Our industry exposure metric is based on national averages, which don't necessarily reflect actual trade in census divisions. Some communities may have a lot of employment in highly exposed industries at the national level, but these same industries may not be as exposed at the local level, the report says. Census data also has its limitations. Some census divisions are too large and sparse to be good proxies for communities, and employment counts for certain industries are not available in disaggregated form, like crop and animal production. For more information, visit irpp.org/research-studies/measuring-community-workforce-exposure-to-exports with files from John McKinley.